Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. We are going to be visiting here with Betty Otten, and of course, Betty is from Lewis. Good morning to you, Betty.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Hope you're the same. And we want to talk about an exciting event. One of them, a very traditional event. The other one is a brand new event. And we're talking about what's going on in Lewis this coming Saturday, the 27th. So do you want to start with the rock or the celebration?
Start with the celebration.
All right, because that's sort of the traditional part. Because it's been happening a number of years. I think it's always been on the last Saturday in June.
Yes, it has.
Okay, so what's happening with the Lewis Days celebration?
Well, we're going to do a tribute to veterans and servicemen. We're going to have some veterans in our parade. Our grand marshals. We're going to have two of them, and they're both veterans, and we will start our parade at 11 o'clock. Lineup is 10. We're inviting anybody that wants to come and be a part of it to come and be a part of it. And then from there, we've got a bunch of kids' games, and the firemen are going to do free will donation lunch. They do that every year. And at 4 o'clock, in the afternoon, we're going to do the dedication to the Freedom Rock with a smoked meat supper following, and that will be in Pioneer Park.
Okay, yes, so we do have to make sure that people know that, and perhaps some people don't know that there are two really nice parks in Lewis. One of them's easy to see when you drive into town, and that's where most of the celebration events take place. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the other park is to the east?
To the east, off of the main drag coming into town.
Yes.
And that's called Pioneer Park.
And big changes. And I know you've been working on a number of things in that park for several years. But the newest addition is the Freedom Rock. Kind of give us a bit of background and how that's come to be, Betty.
Well, the Freedom Rock was started by Craig Meyer, and he got a committee together, and it just kind of fell into place with the selling of the veterans' bricks and putting up flags. We have the flags. The rock work is done. The rock has been very, very popular. We've had a lot of traffic through town for the Freedom Rock, and it's just, it's fantastic. And if anybody hasn't seen it, they really do need to come out and take a look.
Yeah, the work that Bubba Sorensen does on the rock, and of course he's the same one that's done the rock over by Greenfield. To me, every time I see the one there and now the one in Lewis, to me it's almost unbelievable how he can paint all of those scenes on all of those different surfaces. I mean, there's no big flat surface. It's all those shapes.
Yes, and he actually, he does very little sketching on the rocks, very little. It's fantastic to just see how he starts it, and then the finished product is always mind-boggling.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if every Freedom Rock has one. I'm thinking it may have has a flag that you just think you're going to be able to reach out and touch the fabric.
Well, I think each one of them has a flag and an eagle, but I'm not really for sure. And each Freedom Rock, even though Cass County, this is the Cass County Freedom Rock, on the Freedom Rock, he writes the name of the town that it is in.
Okay. And, of course, every one of them is different, and he had a lot of input into that.
He does. He actually was very amazed by the history that Lewis had with the Civil War and stuff. So basically, Bubba is the one that designed our Freedom Rock, and we're very, very proud of it and very proud of his work that he did.
Mm-hmm. And then I know during the dedication, I believe it's Dana Kunze, is going to be talking about that history. And people, I think, are going to be surprised about what they will learn about Lewis.
Yes, absolutely. Dana is quite the history buff when it comes to Lewis. Anybody can learn a wealth of information from him.
One of the things that surprised me, and I think it's one of the things that will surprise a lot of people, is about Belle, the woman who's on there. And I won't say more about that, but Dana will tell you about it. She's a very unique woman, and you need to know her story. And
oh,
she's,
absolutely.
Yeah, and she lived in the Hitchcock house. I believe that's correct. Yeah. So fascinating kinds of things. Now, you said it's been really busy. So you know that you've had groups and individuals coming to visit?
Oh, yes. There's motorcycle groups and just individuals that are coming. It's nothing on a Sunday to see, I don't know, maybe 5, 7, 10 cars there and the motorcycle groups coming. 5, 10 motorcyclists at a time. And so we're very, very glad that these people are taking an interest.
You bet. So now we need to remind people, what time is that dedication going to start?
The dedication is at 4 o'clock. The supper will be starting right after the dedication. And after that, we're going to have some things lined up down by Wyrick's Welding for the evening. And then our fireworks. Our fireworks will start at 10. And if you haven't seen the Lewis fireworks before, it is fantastic. And this year, we're going to have even more fireworks because we're going to do a special tribute of Red, White, and Blue.
Oh, interesting.
And yes, so it's going to be longer than it was last year.
Okay, so you can come and make a whole day of it, starting with the parade, or you can come and go depending on what your time is. But it sounds like to me you want to be sure to end up in Lewis by 10 o'clock so you can see the fireworks. And, you know, this is a day that's special to Lewis, but, you know, there aren't a lot of fireworks going on until 4th of July. So we can start off the season by celebrating there in Lewis. Let's, Betty, again tell people what time the parade starts.
The lineup for the parade is at 10 o'clock, and the parade will start at 11. And lineup is at the school.
Thank you.
The veterans that are going to be in the parade, Deb would like for them to meet at the church on the main drag, the Methodist church there, to be loaded onto their float.
Okay. So any veterans are invited to come and be a part of that parade?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. The more, the better.
Yes. We need to honor veterans from all ages, from all of the conflicts and wars that have sadly gone on. But this is a time to honor those folks. So you're just tying this all together, I think, with this big bow of celebrating Lewis and dedicating the Rock. It sounds pretty exciting to me, Betty.
Yes, definitely. And even if there are some servicemen that are on leave, we would love to have them come, and if they've got a pickup, drive their pickup and wave at everybody and
okay.
Be very proud of what they're doing.
Okay. And then you said there will be food in the park, that park downtown. Will there be some kind of food in that area during the day?
Yes. The firemen will do the lunch.
Okay.
And there again, that, like the supper, is free will donation.
Okay.
And then the Lewis Life Preservers will have drinks, cotton candy, that sort of thing.
Okay.
As far as food vendors, we don't have any extra. We are going to have the junior class from Griswold is going to do snow cones.
Okay. That sounds good.
So come and help them raise money.
Yes. Now, Betty, do you know if the library will be open?
No, I do not know. Usually it is.
I'm kind of hoping it is, because if people haven't been to the library to see that history section and all the pictures and the things that they've put together in the library, that's a really kind of special feature, too.
And, absolutely. Yeah. Emily Jobe and her daughter, Deanne, have done a fantastic job in cataloging things with the new software, and it's really, really nice.
Lots of things going on in Lewis, and this big event is going on Saturday the 27th, a parade starting at 11, and just hang around all day if you like and end up with the fireworks at 10 o'clock.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
We want to thank you very much, Betty Otten, for all you do, for getting all this together and for visiting with us today. And here's the thought: the stars we are given, the constellations we make.